Welcome back to the Norman Goldman Show. I'm Adam Klugman in for Norman Goldman on this, the day after Thanksgiving. I'm not going to use Black Tuesday anymore. It just bums me out. We had a caller earlier who was saying, God, it just ruins my Thanksgiving that I feel this compulsion to go out and buy a bunch of stuff just after I was giving gratitude for all the things that are ephemeral. So I really like that. So no more Black Tuesday. I want merchants to do well. And if you are going to go out and shop, don't shop at the big box. Shop at local merchants. Support the people in your community who are have small businesses or are employing the people in your community. Margaret Flowers and Kevin Zeese are our guests. Margaret and Kevin, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Adam.
I'm going to go to a call. I've made a little more time for this conversation because it's a big conversation and we're getting some calls. So I think I'm going to try to extend it over into the next hour, if that makes sense. I hope you guys can hold on for that.
Not sure you can.
Okay, so we'll try to move this along. I'm going to go to Barbara, who's been holding for a while. Barbara, you're on with Adam Klugman, Margaret Flowers, and Kevin Zeese.
Oh, hi, Adam. Thanks for a great show.
Oh, thanks.
And I just wanted to say to Kevin and Margaret, I really support what you're doing. I'm one of those people who believes, like Norm, that we need to take over the Democratic Party and make it progressive, you know, fill it with progressives. I believe that's what Norm thinks.
It is. But, Norm advocates for that.
Yes, yes. And I listened to the recording that you played, Adam, of Keith talking to the crowds there. And calling the Democratic Party the Democrat Party. And, in fact, the last caller even used that term. And I find that just sort of, it gives me a sort of a reaction because, you know, it's something Rush Limbaugh uses to, I feel, demean the Democratic Party. And it's the Democratic Party. And I feel like we need to stand up and call ourselves, or call the Democrats who they are.
Right, no, the Democrat has become pejorative. I don't know if that was intentional on Kevin's part. Kevin, do you want to respond to that?
I find that to be so absurdly childish. The Democratic Party is a corporate party that's out every day. You cannot save that party. Unions have tried to save it for years, and unions have been destroyed. The Civil Rights Movement made the mistake of becoming a loyal Democrat, and blacks on every level have gone downhill since. I think that this caller is childish to worry about that word rather than looking at the substance of her party, which is corrupt, corporate, and militarist. You should leave that party unless you believe in corporatism and militarism. That's what it is.
Margaret, do you want to take a crack at that
sure.
as well?
Yeah, I mean, it's. I agree with Kevin that the Republican and the Democratic Party, they're both corporate-controlled parties at this point. I've seen, excellent people in Congress with true progressive values who are completely powerless within that party because the leadership of the Congress as well as the White House determines what's going to, go through, and they use every tactic that they need to make sure that they get what they want to represent their corporate funders. So it's not a matter of electing the right people and thinking that things are going to change. Excellent people are in there, and they get strong-armed to go against their own wishes. I've seen it, over and over in Congress. So that's why, when we talked a lot about, as we were planning this, is this about reforming the current system, or is this about transforming the current system? And we don't think we can reform it. We really need a transformation in this country, and what we and many others envision is away from this republic and going towards a more participatory democracy type of government system where more of us have a say over things that affect our lives and that our resources are used to meet our needs. And so we think that's why we're doing this. We think we first need to build an independent, nonviolent social transformative movement that uses the tools of nonviolence and non-cooperation to shift that power so that we can really start using the resources we have in this country because they are adequate to meet our human needs.
So let's move on to another aspect of this question, and we have some calls because I know you guys need to go. So let's talk a little bit about this. A friend of mine was challenging me on this idea that you just brought up, Margaret and Kevin, and said, well, let's look at the labor movement in the 30s. And the labor movement in the 30s had a very radical movement on the ground, but there were also people inside the system that were working legislatively, and that we need both. We need a radical movement on the ground, but we also need need people inside the system who represent the, that radical pressure that's being put on the system to make a radical shift in direction. Does that model still, in either of your minds, apply in the 3 minutes that we have left?
I don't think that that model currently applies. If you look at the wealth inequality in this country and just how strong this top 1% or actually 0.1% is, we're not in a position, power has shifted so much towards the corporate and power elite of interest that we're not in a position where a legislative approach would work. We really need to look at what holds the system up, what are the pillars that support it, and how do we weaken those pillars to start shift the power more towards the interests of the people. We're facing a really formidable foe here. And a lot of this, I think, a lot of the solution is going to be focused in our communities on building democratized economies, local sustainable economies, to shift away from that corporate power. It's something that happened before the American Revolution as the people in the United States were trying to break away from the British Empire. This truly organic economy, local economy grew up, and unfortunately it was our constitution which shifted the power back to, you know, wealthy white landed elites that that kind of killed that beautiful organic economy, and we need a resurgence of that.
In the 1 minute we have left, Kevin, go ahead. Kevin Zeeson, Margaret Flowers have been our guests. Go ahead, Kevin.
I'd love to be able to discuss this more because it's a very important issue, but I think if this movement goes into the Democratic Party, that's the end of it. We need a radical party that's calling for transformative change, not for reforms that the Democratic Party stands for. People can read about this more on our website. I put a couple articles up about that this week at OccupyWashingtonDC.org, so check it out. I'd love to talk more detail about this. It's a very important issue.
I think it is the central issue. Kevin Zeese and Margaret Flowers, thank you so much for coming on the show. I know that you, the three of us, will be continuing this conversation into the future. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having us on. I'm sorry that things were a little crazy, but that's life and freedom.
This is Norman Goldman. I'm Adam Klugman. We'll be right back.
Now, another hour of Smart Talk, 620 KPOJ, Portland's talk.
To the hills of Los Angeles, a voice is rising to serve justice. This is the Norman Goldman Show, the home of fierce independence, intelligent dialogue, and passionate logic is right here, right now. Sitting in for Norm, here is Adam Klugman, host of Mad as Hell in America Radio. Heard Saturdays on AM 620, Portland's Talk, KPOJ.
Welcome back to the Norman Goldman Show. As the woman said, I'm Adam Klugman, in for Norman Goldman on this day after Thanksgiving, 2012. We just had a difficult but important conversation about the future of this country, whether or not the system is too broken to be fixed from the inside. I know that Norm advocates for people to join the Democratic Party and try to reform it. Our guests were Kevin Zeese and Margaret Flowers, who refuted that and said that the system is too broken. Kevin chimed in by saying that the parties and the factions that have aligned themselves with the Democratic Party, like unions, have gone downhill ever since that alliance began, that the system is too corrupt for change from within, that we need to be beginning to formulate a response from the outside. What do you think? 1-888-321-6001 are the numbers. I'm going to end this day on a little comedy, but I want to explore this conversation. We're going to have a progressive update from Kat Jarboe and Al Nowakowski at the bottom of this hour. But for now, I'd like to continue this conversation. Let's go to Mark in San Francisco. Mark, thanks for holding. You're on the Norman Goldman Show with Adam Klugman. What's up?
Well, I was wondering about their super committee, if they went back to the pre-Reagan tax cuts and if they took the cap off the Social Security.
Well, they are not on the phone anymore, but you can check it out on October2011.org. I think they have the super committee listing somewhere on the website. You can find it. They just had this meeting. But let me ask you, Mark, What did you think of the conversation? We had a faithful Norm listener call in and say, hey, you know, I feel like you're talking negatively, pejoratively about the Democratic Party. Norm advocates for taking over the Democratic Party. And Kevin and Margaret responded by saying that they think that the system is just too broken and the Democratic Party is just too broken and overrun with corporate interests. What do you think?
Well, it's a fascinating discussion. And what really fascinated me is that they're closer to our political system than I've been. So they see they've seen more than I have. Is her name Margaret Flowers?
Her name is Margaret Flowers. Yes.
Yeah. Well, she said she saw the corruption firsthand when she tried to get Medicare for Medicare for all, and she saw it firsthand. I haven't been that close to it. I'm just for whatever is effective, whether we do it within the party or if we have to go outside the party. But after listening to them, I have to really assess what's going to be more effective. I'm really up in the air about it. I just know one thing, though. We can't let any of these crazy Republicans in office. Did you hear the last debate they had?
Yes, I did. I don't even call it a debate. I call it the Republican thingy. Because I don't think there's a word in the English language for what it was. It certainly wasn't a debate. It wasn't even a conversation. It was just this kind of staged dog and pony show where these kind of narcissistic little men got up and promoted themselves. And I don't think that that's a debate.
Did you see who asked the questions?
Yes, I did.
That is really scary.
It is very scary. Who was that? Wasn't Edwin Meese got up there and asked a question that was so loaded it was ridiculous?
And Wolfowitz, one of the worst he's all he wants to do is have war, and he's been bad at it.
Well, you know, I do, yes, right. And I think that, and thanks so much for the call, Mark. I do appreciate it. Numbers here if you want to join this conversation, 1-888-321-6001, 1-888-321-6001. What do you think? Can we affect change from within the system? Is the system too broken? And if we try to acquire power from a sick system, are we the cure, or do we get assimilated by the disease? And are we equipped to do that? Margaret Flowers, I've known her for years. She spent many years lobbying inside the system for the change that she wanted to see in the world. And she saw time after time legislators, people, elected officials walk right up to the line of taking a stand and then taking a half step back and not taking the stand. And she was advocating for along with Physicians for a National Health Program to create a Medicare for All system. And if you remember, when we were having the debate on health care, that single payer was never a part of the conversation. Senator Max Baucus took it off the table. He was the chair of the Senate Finance Committee, and he didn't allow it to be discussed. So the question is, do we need Democrats inside the system demanding that it be heard, or is it impossible for Democrats? Like she said, there are good Democrats in the system. And those good Democrats seem to get assimilated by the sick system rather than being able to take a stand for the cure. Let's go to Casey. Casey, welcome to the Norm and Goldman Show. You're on with Adam Klugman. What's up?
Hello. Hey, hi, Adam. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good, good. Thanks for this. You know, I mean, this there's always an oasis of sanity, you know, this madness, you know. Regarding the system, it's unfortunate, you know, just like the previous caller said, I'll defy a little bit, you know, to your guests, but by the same token, we cannot give up, okay?
No.
Now, what I would take from them is that at least now we have a better perspective of what we're dealing with. So I just think we need to now come up, rearm, you know, and come up with how we're going to re-strategize and come up with how we're going to defeat them. There's no way, just like Adam Hackman said, you know, in one of his quotes, democracy will always overcome, regardless, no matter how long it takes. We will win, regardless of how long it takes. It's when we get complacent that our victories get rolled back.
Casey, I couldn't agree with you more. I think that's an excellent point. And I think that we are not advocating for giving up, but maybe we need to be talking not to the Democratic Party, but to each other.
Exactly.
To convene a new conversation, a third conversation, not a third party, but maybe.
Exactly.
But definitely a third conversation in which we don't exist in relationship to power. We don't ask for power. We recognize that we are the power, and that we get them to recognize it too. Exactly. Casey, thanks so much for the call. I really do appreciate it. This is the Norman Goldman Show. I'm Adam Klugman. Let's go to Terry in Illinois. Terry, you're on the Norman Goldman Show with Adam Klugman. What's up, Terry?
Yeah, I'm surprised that you or Norm or none of these guys have mentioned a book by the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court under Kennedy. His name was William O. Douglas, and his book, a small book, was Points of Rebellion back in the early 60s. And it dovetails again and again what's happening now. I mean, I'm a Southeast Asian veteran, and I didn't expect wars to stop with that one, because the system is that systemically infected with something now, and I doubt if it can be repaired the way it is.
I think so, too. I think we have to take a stand somewhat outside the system to create something that that is not infected with the same corruption that the system is, because it's so corrosive, it's so virulent, and so really violently ill that it takes really good people and subsumes them into a very sick system. And this is the conversation that I think we need to be having. Thanks so much for the call, Terry. I'm going to move on.
One more thing, though. Until they truly, with an independent commission, investigate the terror attack of 9/11, which I believe was a series of moles in the government and their patsies once again, I don't think this place is going to heal, to tell you the truth, until the real perpetrators are brought to trial.
Well, I think justice is a very important consideration. I'm not really, and thanks for the call, I'm not really a conspiracy theorist there. I think we don't need conspiracy theories to talk about justice. I think I can talk about the war in Iraq, which is all above board. We all know about it. No conspiracies there. It was a war based on lies against an essentially defenseless country. I'd like to see justice start right there. Let's go to Vern in Washington. You're on the Norman Goldman Show with Adam Klugman. What's up, Vern?
Yeah, my comment is about health care.
Okay.
And my thought is that a big part of our insurance, automobile insurance cost is for health care part of it, if there's an accident and someone gets hurt. And so I just wonder why we couldn't divert some of that automobile insurance money into a national health care.
Well, I think that's an interesting idea, but I think we pay private premiums into a private insurance system that's specifically designated for auto. I think that it's a good question that if we were going to create a Medicare for all system, would we then want to include car accidents? That would also put the automobile insurance companies out of business. I think they're less the problem than the health care insurance industry people. I think we should start there, but I do appreciate the call, Jim. Vern, thanks for the call. Let's go to Jim in San Francisco. Jim, welcome to the Norman Goldman Show. You're on with Adam Klugman.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you for having Kevin Deese and Margaret Flowers on, two tremendously important people in this movement.
I agree.
We in San Francisco have started the 99% Coalition, San Francisco 99% Coalition.
Mm-hmm.
As a support group for the Occupies, and started actually with the DC Action. And our people are really interested in this issue.
Jim, we seem to be losing you on your cell phone there. Sorry about that, Jim. Maybe try calling back. You're falling apart there. We're going to go to break. You're listening to the Norman Goldman Show. I'm Adam Klugman. If you'd like to make a comment, you can join us on Facebook at the Norman Goldman Show. As I said, I'm Adam Klugman. If you want to learn more about me, you can go to madashellinamerica.com, or you can go to adamklugman.com. You're listening to the Norman Goldman Show, the place where fierce independence is the norm. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Norman Goldman Show. I'm Adam Klugman, sitting in for Norman Goldman, the place where justice is served. We've been having a very important but somewhat difficult conversation about power. How do we fix a broken political system? Do we fix it from inside or outside? Our guests were Margaret Flowers and Kevin Deese, who are advocating for a change outside the system, that the system is too broken, too sick. and that by its very nature subsumes healthy, well-intended people and corrupts them before they can take a stand. And I tend to agree with that. I don't know. Well, I'm going to go to callers. I'm going to let other people handle it. I've been talking all day. Let's go to Julio in New York. Julio, welcome to Madison in America. I mean,
Adam,
welcome.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
I see your Madison comment. Welcome to the Norman Goldman Show.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to meet you, Adam. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I never heard your show before, but I'm glad I was able to hear you on the Norman Goldman Show.
Well, you can listen to me on Saturdays. Go to madashellinamerica.com. I live stream there from 3 to 6 every Saturday.
Eastern time?
That's Pacific time.
Oh, Pacific time. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'll certainly will. I mean, it's very interesting, you know, hearing you all week and all that.
Great. But well, thanks for listening.
The reason why I'm calling is because one of the reasons, main reasons, why I'm mad as hell is because, you know, for those people who destroyed our economy 3 years ago, they're still roaming around doing the same old thing,
right,
and they have not been held accountable for it, not one bit.
Not one bit. Not one investigation?
No.
Not one charge?
No, I have not seen any evidence of that, any evidence of them being held accountable in any way, shape, or form.
And I think it's a complete failure of the Obama administration.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it is. It is. I mean, like, it is. I mean, I do blame Obama, but, I mean, I just don't understand why they cannot just, you know, investigate these people. I mean, I don't know if they're afraid or if they threaten their lives. I mean, what is the problem?
Well, I think the problem is, excuse me, sorry about that, a little frog in my throat.
Uh-huh.
I think the problem is that President Barack Obama appointed more Wall Street people than George Bush to his cabinet. He made the choice to go with someone like Timothy Geithner instead of someone like Stiglitz, right? He chose not to bring someone like Paul Krugman on to his cabinet and instead chose people that essentially are Wall Street liaisons. And I think that when you have that situation, when you're in bed with the very people who essentially rigged this system in their favor and against ours, it's very hard to investigate your friends. And I think that's the problem. And again, that speaks to the problem of what's going on with our system, that there's too much collusion going on in our system between the private sector and the government. And in fact, I would say that it seems to me that they're indistinguishable from one another, that there almost is no difference between the United States government and the economic interests that control it. And I think that's what Margaret and Kevin were saying.
Right. So but now, going back to the point of how do we then bring back our Democratic Party? I mean, like, do we change it from the inside, or do we have to go to other sources to, you know, change the system?
Well, I've heard Norm talk about a third party.
Yeah.
I have concerns about that, and yet I heard another caller who said, look, I support this idea of organizing outside the system, but my God, we can't let these Republicans get in. So I think we have a real dilemma on our hands.
Yeah.
And I wish I had a really good answer. I think that your call is wonderful, and I think this conversation will lead us to solution. But I think we have to be fearless and independent, as Norm says, about having the really hard conversations on the national airwaves about this. So, Julio, thanks so much for the call. I really appreciate it.
You take care, Adam.
Great questions. Yeah, thanks. Let's go to Jim. You're back. Jim in San Francisco. Hi. Oh, you sound much better.
What I was explaining was that we in San Francisco have created the San Francisco 99% Coalition.
Right.
And we have weekly meetings, and we have this debate going on within the organization. Some want to go to electoral political action, and others want to keep the movement going. I frankly think it's a bit of timing, and I think this far away from the elections, we should be putting a lot of effort into building the movement. I think that people can make electoral decisions down the road, but I think right now the specialness of this movement is that it hasn't completely focused on a complete agenda, although Kevin and Margaret have great solutions, and I really relish the fact that they had hearings of their own people's super committee.
I love it.
Which came up with solutions, you know, which include, like the last fellow was complaining about, the Wall Street robbers, you know, getting a transaction tax, for example. I think that building the movement, because it's an educational process, you know, Daniel Ellsberg was down there speaking.
Yes.
Robert Reich was down there speaking. Numerous intelligent, educated people are speaking in forums, and that wasn't taking place before the Occupy movement started.
You're absolutely right, Jim. I'm going to have to go to a break here. But is there, quickly, do you have a website for this 99% Solution Coalition? Is there someplace people can go?
Not at the moment, although the
All right, well, that's my cue. I got to get out of here. Sorry to cut you off. You're listening to the Norman Goldman Show. This is Adam Klugman on the Norman Goldman Show, the place where justice is served. Welcome back to the Norman Goldman Show. I'm Adam Klugman, in for Norman Goldman on this day after Thanksgiving, having an absolutely fantastic week here with you on the Norman Goldman Show, the place where justice is served and where fierce independence is the norm. And we certainly have been having an independent conversation today and all week. And I want to put out to Norm's listeners and to Norm's amazing team here in the studio, thank you all so much for the warm welcome and the warm reception. I've been getting lots of really encouraging emails, and I'm glad that I could fill the shoes of a man like Norman Goldman. Excuse me while I clear my throat. I'm not sure what's going on here. I'm back. Oh, much better. So now we're going to lighten things up a little bit. It's getting pretty heavy in here. This is an important conversation. But my next guests I want to bring on are people who are producers on my show. And my show is Mad as Hell in America. You can check it out at madashellinamerica.com. You can also learn more about me at adamklugman.com and see my who I was in an earlier incarnation as a media strategist who did lots of work for the Democratic Party and found it very frustrating. But our next guests are Kat Jarboe and Al Nowakowski, associate producers for Mad as Hell in America. And they have something fun, funny, informative, and very cool that they're going to bring on this show. If I could just get this frog out of my throat. Kat Jarboe and Al Nowakowski, welcome to the Norman Goldman Show. You're hey, on with moi.
It's great to be on the show, boss.
Ribbit, ribbit.
Ribbit, ribbit. This frog in my throat is killing me. So,
it's a princess.
So, Kat Jarboe and Al Nowakowski, why don't we start with you, Kat? Just give us a little bit of your background and how you got involved in politics and how you got here, and then we're going to go to Progressive Update.
Well, I think it all goes back to healthcare. We've had a few conversations with people, starting with here in Illinois. We're in Chicago right now talking to you, which is really exciting. As far as single payer goes, and meeting up with Donna Smith of Sicko fame and following her around with cameras, we've been able to march across the Golden Gate Bridge with thousands of nurses. We met up with Cornell West for you, which is really exciting. And it's just, you know, we pay attention, and we notice that things are, the inequities of the society is just wrong and makes people want to cry, and we just want to laugh at the same time. You know, it's just when you don't cry, you laugh.
That's right, and if you don't laugh, you cry too much in this world. Al, take it. So how did you get into, I know you both have a theater background, but you found yourself getting increasingly more pulled into the vortex of politics, and as I understand it, what Kat's saying, you guys got into that through healthcare debate and single-payer work, right?
Oh, without a doubt, Adam, and specifically single-payer, because once you know, you can't not know about single-payer, and that's a tough one. But, you know, there comes a moment, I call it the Popeye moment, when you just had all you can takes and you can't takes no more, and you find yourself opening your mouth, and then you find yourself opening your door. And when we did that, it's just been a fascinating ride. It's been great working on the show with you. But like Kat says, you know, sometimes you don't know whether you're crying or laughing. So I guess, you know, we came up with crafting to get through the middle of it. Because, you know, lest your head just spin off, because it's really tough. And, you know, the doctors say you can't drink as much anymore. So it's we try and do what we can to get through it. But that's how we hooked up with you, boss, in the single-payer movement with your work as Mad as Hell Doctors. And, boy, I'd recommend anybody who's just close to getting into it to explore the single-payer movement, because some of the finest people I've ever known all came from the movement. So, you know, now, boss, we're going to be going to a subscription service for ourselves on the show, and that's one of the reasons Kat and I wanted to put together a little something just as a thank you to everybody who takes the time to support Progressive Radio.
So we're going to do a premiere of something. This has never appeared on Mad as Hell in America. I wanted to bring it on the Norman Goldman Show, present it to a national audience. This is Progressive Update. Kat, why don't you tell us a little bit about what Progressive Update is and what we're about to hear?
Well, Progressive Update is a little bit about, you know, current events sort of stink to high heaven, you know? It sort of makes us a little bit of queasy, so to speak. So through our filters, we have created our own sort of imagination of current events, and that's Progressive Update.
So here is the world premiere on the Norman Goldman Show of Progressive Update. Let's roll it. They're not ready for it, but we are going to roll it in a moment. Let me try that again. Here we go. Take two. This is the world premiere of Progressive Update with Kat Jarboe and Al Nowakowski. Let's roll it.
And now, Kat and Al present Progressive Update with Kat and Al. And now, here's Kat and Al.
Good evening. I'm Al.
And I'm Kat. Welcome, media consumers and newsters everywhere, to Progressive Update.
The show where we bring all of yous our views on the news that's broken throughs our postmodern, jaded, and unnaturally shortened attentions. What was it?
I don't know. But I do know this. Progressive Update is brought to you today by Black Friday.
That uniquely American holiday that celebrates the wretched excesses of capitalistic materialism. Because remember, how could they possibly know you love them unless you buy them things?
Gee, I like things. And I also like weeks with two holidays in them.
Whoa, hold on a minute there, partner. Are you suggesting there were two holidays this week?
I sure am. Just yesterday, in fact, a holiday about giving thanks for those intangibles like community and family and friends and the warmth and joy it brings by sharing your good fortune with others.
Sounds like a socialistic plot, Kat.
I can see that. Well, it's also about the mechanized wholesale slaughter of mid-sized birds.
Now you're singing to me, Alice.
And it's not just... Alice? And it's not just the hormone, antibiotic, factory-farmed poultry that I do love so. It's also the pie.
Pie? Banana cream? I love pie. Well, what kind of pie do you have, Kat?
Why don't you take a guess?
Well, banana cream, I guess, because I love...
Let me give you a hint.
Okay.
What kind of pie tastes like pepper, is 1% dough, and as soon as it rises, gets beaten down with police batons?
That's not banana cream, is it?
No.
Well, then it's obviously Occupy.
Occupy indeed, Al. And the big noise in Occupy this week came from the University of California, Davis, where thousands of students surrounded the building where Chancellor Katehi held a press conference. After waiting several hours, Chancellor Katehi decided to brave the throngs of rage-filled students. Let's roll the tape and listen to the tension-filled walk to her car. What you're hearing is the very expensive heels of a shame-filled chancellor on a long walk to a short career.
Chancellor, do you plan to address the students at all?
Yes, on Monday in the General Assembly.
Needless to say, the chancellor's meeting with the General Assembly was met with a healthy dose of pepper-flavored skepticism.
Moving to World Occupy News, Egyptian occupiers paid a high price this week as they continued to demand the fulfillment of the promises of Arab Spring. Scores of deaths and hundreds of injuries at the hands of Egyptian security forces prompted this response from State Department spokesperson Victoria Nuland.
The United States remains very concerned about the violence in Egypt. We condemn the excessive force used by the police, and we strongly urge the Egyptian government to exercise maximum restraint to discipline its forces and to protect the universal rights of all Egyptians to peacefully express themselves.
In related news, Irony leapt to its untimely death from an 8-story window following her comments. Witnesses reported hearing it screaming for mercy all the way down. Here at home, the Republican presidential primary the Republican presidential
I know. I don't want to.
Okay.
The Republican presidential primary. The hell with it. So, as we close this opening to the holiday season, we leave you with the sage words of Humphrey J. Limecrust from Plumbers Crack, South Dakota, when we caught up with him over breakfast at a griddle shack in Frog Crossing, Virginia. Roll the tape.
Why don't we need holiday pancakes?
Why, Humphrey, you ask? Because we can.
That's going to conclude this week's edition of Progressive Update. I'm Al.
And I'm Kat.
Be sure to tune in again, because we've already shot any potential political career straight to hell, and we're on the radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Norman Goldman Show. I'm Adam Klugman, in for Norman Goldman. That was the world premiere of Progressive Update with Kat Jarboe and Al Nowakowski. Kat and Al, welcome back to the show. I love the human sound effects leading in and out of the news, because it accentuates how absurd the news really is.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's no less dumb than what actually happened. So, I mean, you know, really, we're constantly getting trumped by reality on all of this, boss, so we just try to kind of point a finger at it the best we can.
Well, I thought it was great. My favorite moment is Irony jumped from the window to its death. Just there's no way to even assimilate the irony of the United States coming out and condemning the actions against protesters in Egypt. It seems absurd. That is the world premiere of the Progressive Update. People can see this on video. Is that true?
Yes. As a matter of fact, that's true. We're going to have the video take of tonight's show probably on with a day or two. If you like the Mad as Hell in America Facebook page, we'll get you an update and put it right up. If not, well, I guess too, because I'm going to tell all of our Mad as Hell listeners to go give that like to Norman Goldman too, because boy, what a great week, man. I've loved hearing every show.
I've really enjoyed being here. So Kat Jarboe, Al Nowakowski, thanks so much for coming on the Norman Goldman Show and premiering the Progressive Update. You can hear more of the Progressive Update on Mad as Hell in America, which is my show that airs Saturdays from 3 to 6 Pacific time. You can stream it live at madashellinamerica.com. Thanks, Kat and Al, so much for coming on. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
I will be on my unicorn.
Thank you very much. Al, adios, my friend.
Take care, boss.
Well, when we come back, I'm going to wrap up. If you have anything you want to say to me in closing, now would be the time. I'm wrapping up my week here on the Norman Goldman Show. I'm Adam Klugman. The number here is 1-888-321-6001. I am certainly grateful to be here this week with all of Norm's amazing listeners. I've gotten tons of support from the listeners in email and on Facebook. I have a tremendous amount of support from his amazing team here in the studio. It has been my pleasure to be here. When we come back, some closing thoughts on where we go from here as a country. You're listening to the Norman Goldman Show. I'm Adam Klugman. This is the Norman Goldman Show, the place where justice is served. We'll be right back.
Restoring life to the brain dead. Norman.
Welcome back to the Norman Goldman Show. I'm Adam Klugman, sitting in for Norman Goldman. Actually, I'm sitting in the chair of Norman Goldman here in the studios in North Hollywood, where the place where justice is served. I must say that it's been an absolute honor for me to actually sit in the chair of the main man, Norman Goldman, this week. I have been so supported by all of the listeners. I've been supported by this amazing staff, Bill, Krista, Mike, Mark, Cause, and of course, Norm, for the opportunity to sit here in front of his audience. I know that he loves you all very much. He feels a great affinity for you, and I feel honored that he would choose me to be the person to fill in for him while he's out doing good political works in the world. So thank you all. If you have a parting shot for me, 1-888-321-6001. We had a difficult conversation today, and I like bringing difficult conversations, and I know that Norm likes bringing difficult conversations to the air. And we need to not just be having this conversation on the air, but we need to be having it with our neighbors. We need to be having it with our friends. We need to be having it at cocktail parties and at supermarkets and at local coffee shops. The conversation about how do we get the country from where it is now to where we see it. And that's where Mad as Hell comes in. Because Mad as Hell, as I said at the beginning of the show, is not about raging and screaming, because that's what the Tea Party does. And what the Tea Party is all about is rage. And rage is always about destruction. And what Mad as Hell is about taking a stand for our inherent human dignity. It's about, I'm a human being. My life has value. That's what we stand on. In some ways, it's less of a political stand. And it's a stand for our humanity. That's what we're really about. Politics is secondary to a stand we take for ourselves and the humanity of all the people around us. Because we are either building a society that works for everyone, or we are building a doomed society. Because we live in an inherently moral universe. And we cannot continue with policies that are immoral and expect to survive. And the power for the transformation, the moral stand that we take, isn't asking someone else to take that moral stand for us, not deferring the immorality to our villains or asking our heroes to take that moral stand for us. It is a moral stand that we take for ourselves and for the people around us. Because there is essentially only one of us here. And that, we have to even include the 1% in that. Because when we take a moral mad as hell stand, not a stand about rage, not a stand about vengeance, but a stand about justice, when we take that stand, we will bring and solicit and elicit the humanity of all those people around us. When we take a stand for humanity, it is infectious. So we mustn't be deceived by the guilt of the world. And when the world comes at us with its ugliness, we don't see the guilt and respond to that. What we see reflected there is a call for our attention. What we see is that the world needs us to respond. And everything depends on our ability to respond to the crisis of our world now. There's no time left. We're not going to get to it later. Your stand is right now. My stand is right now. It's right here. It's the kind of stand that Norm is taking. He's not here right now because he's taking a stand out in the world to try to transform it. It's up to each one of us. Don't give it to Norm. Don't give it to me. Don't give it to Barack Obama. Don't give it to anyone, because the world is waiting for you to respond. The world is waiting for me to respond. For each of us to formulate an individual creative response to the world that we live in. And that is what I see at play in the Occupy movement. A mad as hell movement, a true mad as hell movement that is standing up for the value of our humanity, for the fundamental dignities that make us human. And we have a system now that is being facilitated by people that are sick. They're sick with money. They're sick with power. It's not making them well. Being wealthy may be a consolation. Well, so you have lots of money, so it might feel better, but it doesn't make you a healthy human being when you have more money than you could possibly spend in 1,000 lifetimes. So they need our help, too. We have to include everybody in this, because we're talking about a paradigm shift. And that paradigm shift begins right here with me, and it begins right here with you. So if there's something that you perceive in the world that makes you mad as hell, If there's something that really gets your goat, that is prompting you to respond, then it is incumbent upon you to respond. Respond with your imagination. Respond with your creativity. Respond with your humanity. That is how we will heal the world. One creative, individual response at a time. I've had a great week here on the Norman Goldman Show. I'm Adam Klugman. You can send me an email at adam@madashellinamerica.com. This is the Norman Goldman Show, the place where justice is served. Have a great weekend.